Okay. All right. I am calling the Junction City Library Board meeting to order on October 17th at 6:30. In attendance are Board Chair Jennifer Dagas, Board Members Laura Brown, Bethany Marks, Nancy Sabin, and Librarian Michelle Schneider. Absent is Wendy Thielander. All right, first off, are there any changes to the agenda? Nope. Okay, topic three, approval of September 19th meeting minutes. Are there any changes?
I do think that the board meeting for the, I don't know if this is like a part of the agenda, not technically, but it is on the 21st. Not this. Oh, was it 21st? I have it on my calendar. I feel like we moved it.
No,
for November because
we didn't. But Wendy did bring it up. Like, oh, that's the week of Thanksgiving.
We didn't move it. I moved it on my calendar.
I think it's always the, is it the third?
Is it usually
Tuesday?
The third? I thought it was the
It's usually the third Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought it was the second. I'm sorry. Never mind. Okay. Forget me.
Okay. So it is at the 14th or 21st?
21st.
21st.
Okay.
So if people do decide to be out and we don't have enough, we need to have at least three board members for a quorum. And if we aren't able to have that, then let me know so we can cancel.
That's it. Right. We talked about it was like none of us were going out of town for Thanksgiving. Right. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we didn't move it. That's right. Thank you.
And are we like, I heard you introduce us as board members and then you guys have different names. Do you guys count as the quorum or does it have to be?
I am the city's staff representative. So quorum is within the five members of the board.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't.
And Jennifer's is just board chair. She's still part of the board.
I think technically I'm only supposed to vote in tiebreakers, but I'm not very sure.
Interesting.
I don't know. So it depends on what board rules you're following.
Okay.
Yeah. With five people, I think it's a safe bet. Because otherwise it could be 4-4. So, yeah.
Are we going to
talk
about the minutes from last time? Because I know we talked about the computer technology and reaching out to Spanish and all that. Do we have an update on any of that?
I have it pending with two people at OCCU on if they will accept it. I'm thinking if we have the meeting on December 1st, do we want to have a deadline of before that meeting or after that meeting? Because don't we need to have the vision and values approved? Should we translate it before?
Approve it first. Because if they edit anything, then we have to translate it all again.
Yeah. Policy, are they going to approve this too?
So yes. So basically policy will essentially be approved by city council, but we have to go up through the community services committee. So I thought we were starting with the values and the mission first and then. And we could ask them too if they want us to give them both the Spanish and the, you know, English policies at the same time. If they want to review how it comes across in Spanish, I don't know if they have anyone who would read it in that manner, but because if they had to accept it for the community, they might want to have somebody, you know, in their group see, you know, what it actually says in Spanish.
That's true. That makes a lot of sense. So
We can ask the community services committee what would be the best way to go about that for community, for the city council. Do they want everything done or do they want us to wait and then translate? So I think, so from that, due to scheduling, we were waiting to the December meeting.
Was it December 1st?
No, it's December 6th.
Oh.
It was November 1st.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, because we wanted to have at least two board members present, and I could make it, but it's nice to have the advocacy component come from the board as well. We might
be going out of order here, but what date did you say?
The next, if they hold it on, it should be, it's usually, I think, the first Wednesday of each month. Makes it December. Wednesday, the December 6th.
Okay.
And now they have a different person who is throwing it together. Jeremy Tracer,
mm-hmm.
Is the, he's in public works, I believe.
Yeah.
And so he is the one who is kind of doing the scheduling and the agenda for the community services committee. And so we go through him, like for the November 1st meeting, he had said that it would need to get to him by October 20th. So just kind of looking at, what is it, 31 days? So 11-ish days, at least 10 days,
okay.
To get it to them, to get it on the agenda. And then, so that would make it November.
Okay, so next steps, I have two people. One person's on the DEI committee, so I'm not in charge of that, and I've asked them to ask. And then Josh is the branch manager over here. So two people that can help support it, but I don't want to make them have to do more work.
Mm-hmm.
So if we start with vision and values, that's not like a huge, like this is a big document, right? Mm-hmm. Start with vision and values like we had talked, and then slide some of those policies that you sent to me, and then
so some timeline. Of I was just in a director's conversation about how translation is not exactly, it's not going to come across always as word for word translation, especially when you're translating into another language. Sometimes the meaning will come across a little bit differently in how they interpret it. Of, I don't have a specific example, but just the colloquialism of how they would say something might present a little bit different than the word for word chain, so just because their language and the layout might be different than how ours presents. So it could have, that's the only thing that we kind of have to look at too, is if there's a conceptual change. So we might need to re-review the Spanish just to make sure, that's the concept that we were hoping to address.
Right. So, what do we want timeline for the policies to be complete?
Because I think I gave you six, maybe. There was the bulletin board policy. So this is kind of leading into the gift donation policy, but some of the things that are already, this is the city policy, and I'll kind of go a little bit more into that, but if we are using something that is city-based, we may have to even have approval from them to have it translated, even though the library would also be using it. And honestly, I would think that it would be a boon to them as well, but that may be something that either the committee or city council has to approve, because it's the city's policy and not the library's.
Right. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
But bulletin board policy. Fairly easy one.
Well, I think the main ones we need are the computer one and the appealing library charges, right?
Yeah. They.
I mean, circulation would be great too.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit more update that I have to do on that one.
Okay.
Some of it is, I would say it's kind of like city level policy day to day, and then there's the overarching upper level.
So, okay, timeline wise.
Timeline, I know, going back to that. You know, I think until we get a little bit of feedback, I mean, it may not even start until after the December meeting, which is okay because then people are holiday, you know, even maybe January. You know, so that they don't feel pinched in that they have to get something done and then worry about the holidays and all that. I mean, there's no real urgency, I would say.
All right. Then I won't pester them for getting it done.
I mean, it's nice to be on their
calendar.
Calendar.
Okay. With that being said, I move to approve the September meeting minutes.
All right. Do we get a second?
All right, second.
All right. Meeting.
Yeah, another question.
Oh, totally.
The quarterly activity report, I see that we chair, I don't know how to say it, Dagus.
Oh, Dagus, right.
Dagus. Thank you. Summer reading recap. I was wondering if you guys wanted me to help prepare something for that because my kids and I went to every single event.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. What are you interested in?
Well, this would be doing
some of that. So I'm in the midst of state reports, and some of this is coming about because I have the summer reading report as well as the state statistical report, and I'm waiting on some of my numbers from our IT people in Springfield Library. So I'm not totally finished with all my stats, is what I'm saying. But not that you can't help with something. Is there something that interests you that you're kind of?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
As my second meeting. If there's any grant stuff too, I have a degree in grant writing.
Wow.
Yeah. It's for public health, but a grant to grant.
Yeah. Yes. Know what they need. Yeah.
Exactly. So
I can help with stuff like that too.
Perfect.
And I'm sorry if I'm going out of order. Always stop me and say like, no, that's wrong.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, I would think for the community services meeting, if you could go and bring your kids.
Oh,
and if they like to talk, just be like, I love summer reading. Like, I think that would make a big impact.
My daughter will keep in there talking about the reading program.
You know, because a lot of them don't interact with little kids anymore because they're all older people.
Yeah, craft a story.
I saw on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Those are harder for us.
Gotcha.
But we come, we were coming to.
They could bring one of their books that they like, you know, won through the levels or something. Oh, like I won this book and this is a prize I got and it really inspired me to read more. Not that, you know, we're trying to, you
she
know.
She's four.
She's four. But she could just say, this is the book that, you know, that I liked and I got from the library and for reading.
Yes, I can absolutely do that.
Not that we're pushing you to, you know, make our your child.
She knows my child. She's all of it. What do you want me to do? You're for it, so.
I feel like the way we get support for the library is through the kids. No one's going to say no to.
No. And my kids talk about like the Wednesday events during the summer all year long. They're like, when do we get to go back to the events? That's what they call them, the events. Uh-huh. So next year. Next summer.
Excellent.
All right. Okay. Approve that. Next topic, review gift donation policy.
Okay. So what I sent you was the City of Junction City gift acceptance policy. And when I was presenting our agenda, basically kind of like the city's response was that they would like us to use whatever the city has rather than be separate and make our own. If there's a policy that we're looking to do so that it doesn't seem like we're separate of the city. You know, we'll have to kind of check and see. There's a lot of like specific policies that are for the library, but then maybe there's something that's general that we'll, you know, look into to see if the city has something. Plus, I guess it's less for us to write. So I don't know if anybody had a chance to look through the policy. If not, we can do that now.
So this is like if anybody donates, it does, the value of it always has to go through the city administrator, no matter what, unless it's over the 5,000.
Are you considered a des? Because it says gifts.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I don't. So this is not necessarily. This is not like people donating books. You know,
okay, for the
books.
That's what else.
That's kind of like donation in kind at a very, very low level, and that would not be worthy of their time, I would think.
But if okay, so if somebody wanted to donate,
so
portraits.
Yeah, so somebody, you know, wants to donate art that is, you know, higher price. Generally, the art that we have received in the past over, like, we have some art over in the children's area, and that was purchased through the Friends Group.
Okay.
So Friends Group does not fall under this, which is reason why there's a Friends Group. They also take in donations that do not have to go through the city because it's going through.
They're a nonprofit.
Exactly. This would be if someone's like, oh, you know, hypothetical, almost never happens, but, you know, I've got some land. How about building a new library? And, you know, here's land to do it.
Manifest it. Yep.
If somebody wants to give us, you know, they want to make us a beneficiary of life insurance or securities or, you know, something in their will, then that would pass through the city because that's, that is a bigger deal than we're set up to deal with.
Okay.
And it needs to go through the, could need to go through the city lawyer anyway. So,
And the checks made payable to the city of Junction City, you get the money back, do you?
So if someone were to make, you know, $1,000 check or something, it would, like we have had, so the Girl Scout troop that we worked with in the Reading Adventure backpack, they wanted to submit a donation in support of the backpacks. And so basically I processed it through with finance, and they put it back towards the library programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so that we could receive the funds in the same year, so that it's not kind of like set aside.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
If there is something that we are not seeing, you know, that pertains more towards libraries, that is not being addressed, we could put forward a suggestion as a review point. Or that would go to city council to, you know, make an addendum for the library. I don't feel that we get anything too much. Right. You know, it could be, you know, someday in the future. And it that could run through a different avenue. If the library ever did get some sort of expansion or a new library, then generally a foundation would be created, and then that would go through, and it would not have to have the, you know, foundation is like your nonprofit, Friends Group, so a little bit separated.
I guess my only question is obviously like cash is a part of this, that's separate than a grant contribution.
Yeah. So in this, you know, expressly is, you know, donations of cash or items valued more than $5,000 that go through like city council.
Right.
You know, I don't think the Friends Group has even received anything more than 500. So we would love more. Sure, we'll take more. But, you know, I think it would just, that would come about if, you know, there was a bigger push for a larger project or some sort of building enhancement or something like that.
Okay.
So you have to have a plan for it before you take it.
That's true. That's true.
So, I think this makes sense to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we could just even vote on accepting this as the library policy, which, yeah, you know, is what the city would like us to do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Does someone make a motion to accept?
That's you. Sorry. I'll make a motion to accept the gift policy built by the city of Junction City for the library.
I second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We will we have accepted the Junction City gift policy as library. Let's see. Okay. Item number 5 is plan agenda topics for the year. So instead of like frantically looking for agenda topics, we just wanted to go over if we wanted to set.
That's a good idea.
We still have some policies to go over, and eventually it would be nice to like be like, oh, every other year we review this policy and that one. So
would it make sense to also be like every quarter, that's when we go through a budget review instead of doing those, because that's probably a lot for you.
I think I like that idea.
Well, you know, it's more on the finance manager, and I, you know, as you got a copy of, yay, we got our first one in months. If we can get them, it's not, you know.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like that prior quarter, whatever the most recent update is that you have.
I mean, we could just say, you know, these 4 times of the year, we'll look at the, you know, summary report. We can do that. We can still do it every month. It's just based upon when the finance group is able to get it to us. So I think they are catching up, a lot more now. They had some turnover. They're still working through with a newer software. So there's been a bit of hiccups of trying to get that. And then they had budget season stuff. So we were just like everybody else waiting on the reports. So it's up to you. I'm happy to present them, or, you know, if you want them less, we can do less. If we want the same amount, we can do that too.
I would feel good with less, just because I feel like it's usually same old stuff.
I will still get them because I need, obviously, to track finances for the library. So it's not that you won't have them available. It's just that, you know, if you want me to not present them every, you know, meeting, that's, you know. I don't know. Do we?
Okay. Well, we can
do or not do. I think because we haven't seen it in a while, it would be, you know, obviously good to have at least September's and December, so that we can kind of see, you know, at least a couple for this end half of the year.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. And then for policies, I think most libraries I looked at review them every 2 years. Does that seem right to you guys?
For review, that would be fine, and unless you're doing creation of, and then of course that's maybe a little less, because if you just created it, might not need to see it right away.
Okay, but then every year we also will try to meet with Jason or our city administrator.
So we did accept for November. For the discussion about budget for the next fiscal year.
Okay. And then when Frida was here, she did not have meetings in the summer due to summer reading. And I'm wondering if we want to maybe cancel one or two during the summer. Would that make life easier on you? Do we want to plan for that or just take it as it comes?
Well, June is busy. Maybe every other, I guess we can do instead of, we could do May, July, and then September.
Proud of you.
I know, you know me.
Yeah, sure. No, it's fine. We'll do it.
Yeah, a couple more hours of your life back.
Yeah.
I feel like those meetings too are just you catching us up mm-hmm. on summer reading. One, we should probably just already know because we're like hanging out at the library.
Taking kids to program.
We do, for my foundation, we do a virtual meeting once a year where, so I don't require them to all come, but they have to review all of the packet information and engage with me via email. So if you wanted time back to, in let's say July, to do a virtual packet, we could help with the comp. Handling of it as well.
Gotcha. We'll have to see.
Much work for you.
So yeah, what will factor in for next year is because the community center will be closed for pretty much the whole year for reconstruction. They're taking off the bay doors and putting their walls in, and so we've been told not to expect to have that space. Having to reach out to Laurel to find out if there's space that we can use, the gym. So there's good things and difficult things that come with that. The good things are we're in a neighborhood full of children, and especially children that we have not had a chance to reach out to, the Hispanic community, a lot of kids who might not have even crossed, you know, the train, you know, tracks and the barriers that it is to get to our library. So it's a great contact point, which is a double-edged sword. So the size of performances, and you've been there, can, you know, range, but, you know, will be, you know, our even our largest ones was, I think our largest one was 86 attendees. And, you know, some of that is because we have the day camp at the community center and we have a preschool that comes. Obviously, the preschool would not be able to walk to it anymore, but there is another preschool right next to Laurel. So, and there's actually maybe some other, but we could also reach out to the middle school students too, because our reading program goes up to age 14 and it's a community event. So any child of any age could, you know, and family could come, which the double-edged sword comes in, because then your audience size can grow vastly. And so trying to come up with a performer that can address that size of a crowd, as well as us being able to afford that size of, you know, that type of performer who can address that size of a crowd without, you know, an adjustment in budget could be a little bit more difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, I have, you know, stepped up some more of my grant writing to, you know, for just this year, because when I tripled our program and brought in, you know, this year was 115, last year I was 120 kids, there wasn't necessarily an adjustment mm-hmm. through budget, and I just factored it in, as well as wrote a grant to, you know, try to help with the influx right. of that. So there's a possibility of the whole program could grow. I did have to cap it this year because, you know, you only have so much limitation mm-hmm. that you can, you know, I can only buy so many books. I can only buy, you know, so many prizes. And true, you can restructure the program where you offer less, but, you know, is that really going to be an incentive to new people starting?
Right. Yeah.
So we'll have to kind of view on how that's going to pan out based upon the city did say that if there's an expense of rental use of their gym or whatnot, that they would cover that. So that's great. But you know, they do have summer school, and you know, we'll have to see how that plays out. Do we have to change our days, you know, because our groups are so entrenched on the Wednesdays. But there's a event partnership group through the libraries there's an event coordinator through the Junction, or so the Springfield Library Museum. What we're going to try and do is look at group bookings to make costs lower and bring in larger groups that can, you know, maybe perform.
That's cool.
Of a larger size.
That's a great idea.
So there are other ideas and things that the world are already looking at of doing. So hopefully that
comes. Do you know the theme of next year? Have they put that out yet?
They did. Okay. I can't remember.
Okay. No problem.
There's usually a theme. Yeah.
There's always a theme, but I don't necessarily always, like this year's was Hear Your Voice. And, you know, sometimes it does not work towards how we can do our event, our I can't necessarily get performers or programs that are going to match within that theme. Gotcha. And it's an idea set, but honestly, you know, I'll use the graphics, and you know, maybe I'll, like this summer, the guy who did the campfire songs, mm-hmm. he fit within that, but I don't necessarily make all of my performers kind of fit that theme.
Yeah, you know? Makes sense.
We do our best. You know, we're a little bit limited, you know, of where we are and who we can get. And
the Taekwondo guy was good too for Hear Your Voice. Mm-hmm. He was very empowering.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So,
aside from reoccurring topics on budget and policy, do you guys know?
And then Jason, or the city administrator, whoever that ends up being, coming every November?
Yeah, October, November-ish.
Okay.
Do you know of any other things that need to be reoccurring?
Maybe like mission moments, I guess, of
just reviewing our mission and making sure it's fitting.
It's like, here's how we lived into that.
Okay.
Maybe that's
okay.
Not that's necessary.
But good idea. Making sure that we're living up to the mission. Check in.
There's a fun story.
Yeah, okay. Like
that I got to.
Okay.
I don't know if this fits into a recurring, but what about like events? Like just discussing, like I know we're not having the Halloween thing because timing didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
So we are still having Halloween. We're just having it in a different concept. And we can talk about
that. But yeah, like every year we know we need it. We'll talk about summer reading.
Yeah.
And like in May. Okay.
And I guess maybe, Michelle, if you have volunteer needs, that can also come up in a as needed basis for agenda.
So just to go back to what is the, for next year, it's read, renew, repeat. Which could be anything. it's kind of like recycling theme. And then 2025 is level up at your library. So
like
it's kind of like gaming. Video games. Or just gaming. Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
it's actually it's kind of a weird deal. It's a company, but they solicit librarians nationwide, and then they submit their stuff for free, and somehow they put all the materials together and then they charge everybody for it. So yeah, good times. It's like, all right. So I have various feelings about what is kind of compiled, because it's people at various levels of education and ability putting together this manual does not necessarily mean that I kind of feel that it's hitting all the major education points that it needs to. So,
and we're tied to it. That's
that is the Oregon, well, that is at least Lane County's program. There is two companies that run that nationwide. There's, what is this? iRead, and then there's CSLP. And apparently Oregon used to have the CSLP program and it was worse. Okay. So there's only, there's only two of them nationwide. And it's like,
okay.
Yeah, you either do your own or you're in, so it's state sponsored. And that's pretty much, but not everybody has to follow it. They can choose to pay on their own.
Gotcha.
But the nice thing about it is that we get a, because we're a small library, we get a $250 credit of the retail store. So I buy some of our craft materials and things through them and our banner and stuff like that. So, and that's through the state library. They sponsor that. So. Yes, for being small.
I love the rule.
I will take the free money.
So for events, Michelle, summer reading's the big one. And then Halloween's a little one sometimes.
Halloween, it varies. It's big. And if,
yeah,
if
last year make it big.
And then so.
My kids loved
it. It's changed a bit on how we're able to do events for the city. We have to submit kind of like a what our proposal is, who it's going to be, why, where, you know, kind of like the whole and then it has to be submitted to Jason and then approved, and then we can move forward. Things could have a little variation now, depending upon.
Like, I know you're having another author talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is.
No, okay. But did you just have another author?
Mm-mm. No, we haven't done an author since
May.
For
a while. Okay.
May. Sorry. So those are community speakers. So we have our author talks, which our last one was May. And then we switched to community speakers.
And are those just like as they come up?
No, we try. Our thought is to do at least one a month. Okay. So basically what it breaks down to is, you know, we have story time every Friday. Every second Friday, we are at Max Porter's doing story time there. The Craft a Story partnership with OSU's Extension Services 4-H is second Saturday of each month. Then we look to do it's been a long day. Either a community or author speaker once a month.
Okay. So like the adult programming.
Yeah, once a month. It's a bit much to try and do.
Once a month is good for this library. Yeah.
So there's a possibility for the Lego table that we just bought of doing, I don't really want to run, you know, just a free open Lego table every day.
Like
that
day.
Would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lego club, which most libraries do.
Yeah.
So I'd have to get that approved. But basically maybe doing a weekly Lego club. Mm-hmm. I think we'll have to see how it all kind of comes together. I was just unpacking the table as we speak, but the bench doesn't come until the beginning of November.
Does this library have a book club? Like where they do a book of the month and people can, you know.
Is that still going on?
I'm not going to really go into it, but no.
Okay.
At this time, there is no book club. We may go back in and look at doing a book club. There is a possibility. I would like it two people to co-lead the book club, because it does take time mm-hmm. to organize, and if one person can't show up, because I can't run everything.
Yeah.
And so that is a possibility. And so we'll look at that.
Be a virtual one.
Virtual takes time, and you have to set things up, and you have to do digital.
Oh, I meant just like people having a space to talk about the book rather than like meeting and talking about it, you know, like a mm-hmm. almost like a Facebook group.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
People like, can discuss.
Yeah.
That's what that film did, but. Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook site for the library is not open to the public to just yeah, you can comment, but you can't I don't know,
like post
it would be anything. It would have
to be its own thing.
Yeah, it'd be its own
thing. It'd have to be its own page. Thing. Yeah, because
it's a library,
like, it gets complex.
Yeah, like outreach.
Yeah. 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 So but yeah, somebody would have to run that separately. I don't have time to run a
Facebook. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So, but you know, on to that as well, as there is so many on, you know, Facebook book clubs out there already, that, you know, when people would be like, well, why aren't we doing something locally when there's already these? I have volunteers who are part of 5 online book clubs. And so I don't, you know, want them to go, well, you know, why isn't the library doing it rather than me having to do it offline again? So not that digital is not, you know, a welcome space to do it. It's just, you know, I mean, there are a lot of thoughts that go into that. We did try to do a teen book club. I think they found it difficult. It was coming off of COVID, and they just mm-hmm. didn't have the brain space to deal with more reading. Had it been arts and crafts and games, they would have likely been a little bit more up for it. Some of it is just consistency of volunteers to help with these additional things.
Absolutely.
You know, some of that, you know, other libraries are able to get out of their friends group, and our friends group, we'll see if they continue onward, and they're not at a capacity to volunteer in that manner, let alone recruit for others. So the volunteers that I recruit for are first and foremost assistants for the library first, mm-hmm. rather than programming, because otherwise I'm on the desk and then not getting much done.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a lot that I'd like to do, but at the same time, we've also been told to reduce the amount of programming. So to make everything, you know, doable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
with that in mind, Scandinavian Festival, Function for Junction, are those?
So we don't do anything for Function for Junction. We tried one year. No, we're still open. Okay. It's just that car people are not library people.
Right. Uh-huh. But I was just, because it kind of blocks off the library. Does anyone come in that day?
We have a few of the regulars come in. For regular patrons, we don't get, it's not a library crowd. Mm-hmm. Never has been. No, we're open. We have signage out there. It's just not their thing. Mm-hmm. And we're good with that. The Scandi Festival is based upon staffing. In the past, this library was closed during most of the days. And that was staffing as well, as I think they just didn't want to do programming for it. Last year I did do, I had 2 craft stories, and we did story time out on the mall stage. It was very successful. We had 392 people in 3 days. So, yeah, we had like on our final practice story, we had 3 rotations. Like people left because they couldn't get in and actually came back later to do this. You know, they were on the second group. We had like practice story with 54 people one day. It was a bit insane. But you have to have staff to do it. And so if I can't get the volunteers, and you know, a lot of the volunteers, they live here. So, or they live nearby, and if they live nearby, they can sometimes walk, but if they don't, they have to drive and then they have to find parking. It's a whole thing. And this year it just didn't work out. We had volunteers who were going to be traveling and I just didn't have the staffing for it. So, we were closed, you know, just based upon, you know, being able to hold down the fort while in people come in mass, and then, you know, try and do a craft or a story time on top of it.
So even if you don't have events during Scandinavian Festival, do you think people are coming in here for like bathroom, AC, that kind of thing?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's just a given. There's a lot of people.
But function for junks, and they don't do that.
Okay. Car people are very different people. They're all about the cars. Yeah. Because the thing is, car people often, you know, they're very focused. The cars, you know, they're bringing, you know, if they bring their kids, then they're looking at the cars and, you know, the kid might need to come in and use the bathroom. But the Scandi Festival, there's a lot of education component that goes with it. People are learning how to dance and they're learning, you know, about Scandinavian culture. So they are in a different mindset of learning. And so you do tend to get a little bit different patrons who are excited, you know, they're buying handcrafts out there. Why not come in here and make handcrafts? So it's just a different population that shows up. Plus you've got a bigger crowd for the most part for Scandi Fest.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I feel good on topic 5, agenda topics for the year, unless anyone has anything else to add.
I mean, what substitutes to is when we do craft a stories, like for December, we're not going to have necessarily a special event, but we do, you know, a bigger craft a story where I might have 20 kids show up or something like that. I've had to bring all the tables, even the little table, even our, as I term, our COVID card table out.
You think it's because kids are out for school or just because of the craft?
You know, parents are looking for stuff for kids to do. No, it's not that late. It's usually early December.
Okay.
Because it's the second Saturday in December. So kids, you know, Saturday, everybody's out of school. But they're looking for stuff. Maybe they want to make a present. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Just depends on what our items that we're doing this year. So,
okay.
But yes.
All right. Moving on, item 6, monthly budget report. It's available, and I see we got September here.
So yes, we did get it this month, or for last month, so exciting.
Did you get double the education together, or is that just from 2 fiscal years?
No. So the basically city council just kind of, or the budget committee didn't really change the budget amount for us. Okay. And so that was what their usual forecast is. And I asked for the $1,000 and did get the $1,000. So gotcha. Yes, okay. It did increase. So whether or not, yeah. Funny enough, our 2024 Ready to Read grant, because of our population, did go up a little bit. We will get $1,001. Wow. So we got a whole dollar more. Very exciting. It's not shown on there yet because it's for next. It'll be for next year. But so a lot of the stuff for grants runs a year, a year behind. So some of the money we get into the next fiscal year, even though it's for the former year. So it's a kind of a weird. So, and bills never just stop at our fiscal year. They cover over you know, the timeline. So it's never a, you know, cuts off at the this date and then starts new. I've tried to not spend a lot of money because I didn't know what we had.
So, looks like you're doing really good.
Is kind of what we looked at from before for the yearly budget. A lot of the increases went towards like administrative charges or you know, line items that I have no control over. So those are basically city kind of designated lines, like utilities or something. Although I don't think they give us as I don't think they increase stuff like electricity or something, which that just keeps going up. Yeah. And at the beginning of most fiscal years, I try to use a lot of our donated books to supplement before I dip into our books fund. So the thing that will come about that I will have hopefully better numbers for by the time we meet in November for the meeting with Jason is that prices for our database and courier will be going up. We're trying to get our final courier pricing from Lane ESD to figure that out and split between the libraries and see how it comes out. But technology never goes down in price. So our consortium prices are going up. And the so that will impact like line 33, which is the courier postal service. We were able to cut most of our postal service use because we couriered stuff within our own library staff to bring it to kind of Springfield and then kind of spread it between the libraries, and that saved us postal costs. Things like what else? Breaks down. I think it comes under computer software maintenance is the other cost for our database. So, but yeah,
okay,
we're still sitting at zeros for a lot of it. Haven't spent a lot of money, so you know, woohoo!
No. Any questions about the budget? I think we're good on that, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay, next is fall winter programming. So I'm assuming that's your flyers there.
So yes. If you haven't already responded and let me know, please know let me know if you can come to the volunteer appreciation lunch. And that is the last Sunday. Nancy, I got yours.
I'm like, I don't think I did that.
I don't think you did.
Is it in my email?
Apparently people are coming in from Canada and they might be going on a bike ride. I'm not going. I'll probably have Holland. So I don't
bring Holland. That's fine.
Okay. It is during your nap, so we might leave early.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Then I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll email you. That might be helpful.
Okay. It's so yeah, it was
I found the email.
Sunday, October 29th, 12 to 2.
Okay.
So hopefully.
Yeah, thank you for doing these.
Yes, well, appreciate everybody.
Yeah,
all the work they do. You know, and it's great because it's so hard. Everybody has a different component, or they volunteer at a different time. You know, and so people don't get to meet and greet each other and go, "What do you do?" And you know, I wish there were more opportunities to do that. And you know, we'll look at that maybe in next year. I have a volunteer who's helping me with some of the volunteer. Doing for onboarding and just different looking at descriptions of volunteer positions and all that kind of stuff. So Those are different things that we can do to make it a little bit more rounded of a program. So then we have this week coming up. I don't know if everybody has a copy.
Did you guys get one in the mail? I think you should have all got one in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Got the newsletter. Okay. I think newsletter. That was in it. Yes. Part of it? I'm 92% confident that was in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want? Did you get one,
Beth? It's very colorful. I got something from the friend's letter that I picked up for Alex. I don't get it.
Oh, okay. I was like, I think I added you to the to their address.
Okay. So, yes. So then on Thursday coming up, you have
2 days.
Yes. We have Shelley Dixon, who is going to be our featured speaker. And so she teaches third grade and highly recommended by one of my other volunteers, who's also a third grade teacher. So looking forward to have her speak. And then, as you can see through the books, we have a variety of other things that are being planned. What this is a...
It's fine. Don't worry.
Oh, yours is different. That is weird. She's like, what are you talking about?
I'll take the blank one.
Well, she's like, I don't know who's coming to talk. Yeah, you got one of the older ones before we knew the speaker was coming. Those are all ones. This is kind of like the last effort to make, you know, to see whether or not we will still have a friends group. Right now there is a treasurer and an at-large member and a president, but they have two more people on the board, and essentially if one of them, you know, if they don't end up filling them and one person doesn't show up, they'll never have a quorum. No matter how hard they try to co-opt Jennifer, who does their newsletters, they cannot have her because she cannot be on two boards at the same time for the library. So, but the group has run in positions for many years and unfortunately not done well in recruitment or a succession plan. And so as what happens with a lot of groups out there is they tend to age out. And so, you know, there's only so much that I can do for, you know, as, you know, the library for them. I, you know, depend upon them for their own, you know, a little bit more of their own recruitment. Because I'm already trying to recruit from the library, you know.
You can't do it all.
Can't do it all. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully with this speaker, there'll be a larger diversity of people who come and families and step forward and have better availability and can rejuvenate the group, maybe give them ideas and fundraising and programming. To help out a little bit better, because if not, this, you know, we'll see how long, you know, they last. They do need to last a little bit longer because I did get my book grant. So I don't know. Okay. Mentioned it, but you were here.
Nope. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Meeting. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, I did get an email from the Pilcrow Foundation, and this was a grant that I submitted with in partnership with the Friends Group. So it's not doesn't go through the city, goes through the Friends Group. With their involvement, financial involvement, it gives us up to $1,600, possibly depending on what the final amount they decide on, to select from their list of 500 books of, you know, books for our library. So that packet is supposed to come next week, and I'll start reviewing and see what's on the list. My first preference is our new space over there that I got rid of our silly magazines and newspapers, and I moved over our needing to be developed more Spanish collection and our older Scandinavian collection. The Scandinavian collection, I am trying to work with the Scandinavian Society. They did want to, they have an idea that they would like to invest in books for us because they do see that they would like to expand that collection for us. And I'm like, good, somebody else wants to buy books for us. Yay. But by allowing that, that now gave me new space over there. Granted, down at the Hi there. We're actually closed. We're having a library board meeting. You can attend that, but we have no library services.
Okay, so when do you guys open tomorrow, you ladies?
So 11 to 6.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. The last few shelves will still stay as the manga collection, and I'll probably get a couple more tubs because the manga collection keeps growing. Mm-hmm. And so looking, I didn't have another shelf, but I might be able to buy another one, which would give us at least 5 shelves over there to support a tween section, which this library has none of. Basically, what happens is in the juvenile collection, it goes up to age 12 and then, you know, a little bit 13. And then everything else goes into our very tall or very small collection of young adult, which is 2 shelving side, you know, 2 units on side, you know, across from each other. Definitely not enough room for the amount of books that should be in that 13 to 18 category, but at the same time there is context level at the higher, you know, older 15 to 18, even that would be regarded up to 20, that should be separated out for the younger set to be in between, because obviously what you experience in a middle school level is not necessarily what you experience at a high school level. And so I've been wanting to create a separate space for them. And, you know, that's this world of trying to like make room in this little library and just keep shifting stuff around. So I'm hoping, I don't know the age range of the books of the grant. They weren't as forthcoming. They don't share the list until you are a grantee. And I think that's just because they don't want publishers' influence to say, here, buy our book, you know, make it part of your grant program. Mm-hmm. So makes sense to me. If failing that, it does not hit that age level, my preference is to do bilingual, classics, and nonfiction in the kids section. So, because I think we do pretty well on picture books and regular fiction and even graphic novels. I think we're pretty good at that. So, but I, you know, have already been putting some of the classics back in that were missing. So, even adults need. I had somebody come in today and want Faust. And we had it. Woohoo! So you never know. So yes. So yay book grant. And then for programming, we did get approved for other programming for our community speaker series. Sometimes it's not that we don't want the authors. It had been... we had tried different genres, and I think taking time off and kind of alternating it, that way people will get a different subset of, you know, what the library can offer them, because we went through like 5-6 different genres, so I think we've hit that for at least a little bit. For our speaker series, the first one that we wanted to do for November, we have a speaker from, and it's not, we don't have dates yet because we just got it approved, about scams and frauds. We figured November's good because there's a lot of people who start gift giving and doing donations come in December. This is
The person would be from the Adult Protective Services Department, Oregon Department of Human Services. So very, very qualified in speaking to older adults, even Hispanic and Spanish speaking populations of people with disabilities. And so to address a lot of that. And then December, we have a volunteer who is actually getting her Master Food Preserver certification through OSU's Extension Services for Food, Home, and Safety Preservation Program. A lot of times, December, people are making food gifts and, you know, canning and preserving. And we thought that would be a good time that, you know, people could come in and learn skill sets. And to be safe, don't give them botulism. Merry Christmas. January, we were looking at, there is a staffer with the Social Security in the Eugene area and having them come out and talked about it's beginning of the year. So they would talk about Social Security retirement, survivor and disability and Medicare benefits. We have had somebody come out before for Medicare, but this would just be more dedicated for Social Security. And then I know that Lean's a little bit older. I was just contacted by Ophelia's Place, which is an after school program for girls 10
yep.
to...
I think it's over
17.
Okay. I don't know. I was thinking like it might be over 18.
Oh, okay. I don't know. But they're local. They're in town. And so it would be nice to partner with them. I just got that email. So of course they're not approved yet, but that would be a good component as well to kind of hit the teen market and try to, you know, get people to come and learn about those services. So yeah, that's, we're kind of going, you know, 3 to 4 months at a time. So
okay.
So other than that, yeah, we'll be busy. We'll have a trick-or-treating at the library. And then our spider tarantula educator who we had last year, she will be coming again. And many, many kids are very excited. Mm-hmm. And there's also, this links in with the Tri-County Commerce. Mm-hmm. They are doing a map of all the businesses that are giving out candy. So we'll have good exposure from that, of being on that. And so, mm-hmm. cool.
And the friends are buying the candy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe.
Hope they buy a lot.
Yeah. Any questions for Michelle? All right. Other business on here is just this meeting. So if you can come or get any friends to come or tell anybody about it, would be great. Like, they do need leadership. Well, anyone has got extra time, send them.
How many positions are open or opening?
Secretary and vice president.
Pretty much all of them, because the people in those positions do want to leave.
Oh, Connie does want to stay.
Okay,
she's president. Yeah. So she just joined from this year. So she is very gung ho.
Everyone else would like to leave.
Even the treasurer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Nadine, I believe she said she'll do one more year just mm-hmm. to be nice. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone felt that.
But, you know, other than Connie, and Beth is new. Beth joined last year.
She tried to quit.
Yeah, no. I'm saying no. I'm saying that the previous people who had been on even before COVID. Okay. So they had been on the board for quite some time. And so, you know, you mm-hmm. and one of the members who was the former. Well, she'll be now the former president. She moved to Eugene. So she's technically not even, you know, located here anymore. And it's an effort to drive up here. So, yes. But yes. So,
we need to find a new team of people to help Connie out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, and.
Yeah, like legally as a nonprofit, don't you have to have a president, secretary, mm-hmm. and treasurer?
Mm-hmm. So,
That's why they're holding on. But
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You have to have, the base three and, you mm-hmm. know, so that's why I'm saying too, if they can't make quorum and, you know, have regular meetings, then that's very difficult to recruit people.
Yeah. I will hand it out at the preschool.
Oh, awesome. That would be great.
Yeah.
If you need more, I can send out more or give you more today. It was the ones that actually show the name.
Well, I have 20 more parents, so.
Yeah, the parent crowd is good. If they've got the energy, which is always.
Yeah.
All right. Any other business? All right. No public. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting I'm adjourning this meeting. Our next one is November 21st. And right now it is, adjournment at 7:47.
Okay.